Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got the right where we want.
Primetime on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the A&E Sportsbook. Watch the games in the region's largest video wall and wager on your team at the A&E Sportsbook.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up? Second to last Football Friday.
You're damn right. Let's go, Pro Bowl.
Let's go, Pro Bowl. We're about to catch cancer.
What?
Did you know that?
Oh, I already thought I'm getting cancer from my seltzer waters.
So
someone sent me a link to now, apparently, PFAs? Is that what that... there's some sort of chemical now that apparently, like, all the seltzer waters... Like, I'm trying to not... I don't drink soda. So I try to, like, you know, just drink water. But so I like all the seltzer waters, like the LaCroix and the Polar Seltzers. No, apparently they're loaded with some chemical, and now I'm going to get ball cancer and die. So bring it on. What else is giving me cancer?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, thank you.
Jordan Schultz, everybody.
Hey, Schultzy.
Hey, gents. Happy
Sunday. So some guy... So Buck's out. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, I just figured that out.
Put two and two together there.
Yeah.
I saw Schultz.
And hey, thanks for the heads up, Buck. Let me guess. He's got a sick kid.
No, he told us this.
When?
You might have been out. Might have been last Friday.
I don't remember this.
He texted me like a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago. Know about this because we were giving him crap. He took his birthday off. Today is his birthday.
He took his birthday off?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Well, that's what we said. And then he said, well, the reason I'm doing it is because, you know, they have a kid.
Yeah. Not two, as I like to. I like to saddle him with another kid for some reason.
He only has one.
Well, I feel like he should have multiple. I feel like he's that guy.
And it's one of those little toddlers.
Yeah. It's like two or
like
something.
Like the worst age possible.
It's on an airplane.
Yeah, that's what they sound like.
On the airplane, you look the other way, you know. You're like, oh, God,
I hate toddlers.
Don't sit by me.
I just kick him over.
She just go by, you flick him in the head.
So, no, his wife, so they, I don't know, they don't have a babysitter. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't trust someone to watch their kid. I don't know how that
works.
Let
me just say that. If you're one of those parents, get over yourself, okay? Little Johnny's not that important. There's someone that can watch your bratty kid for 2.5 hours while you go do what you got to do.
Well, so the wife, so while the kid is at daycare today, so I think right now, maybe, he and his wife, she had him take the day off. She took him on a mini food and beverage crawl on Mississippi Avenue.
Oh.
While the kid is in daycare, and then they're going to get the kid all drunked up.
And do it?
And then take the kid home and probably put him in front of a screen or something.
Yeah.
And give him some Valium.
And then some NyQuil.
And then she's making him dinner.
And then doing it. When does the doing it part come?
I don't know.
Well,
that's their own business.
So, that's a bit odd. I don't know if I've ever seen...
It's an out-of-the-box birthday, but you know what? The wife, that's a pretty good...
Yeah, you could do worse than a pub crawl, though. Look, if I'm pub... I can't say pub crawl. They said, like, restaurant crawl, right?
Food and beverage, so, pub crawl.
Look, if we spend the entire day and I crack that top, 11:30, there's no way the governor switch is coming on. I'm in no position to take care of a child. after a certain point. If I start at like 11,
yeah, that's fair.
I promise you by 6:30 when that kid is being picked up, you don't want me making decisions. That kid is much better off being in the hands of someone other than me.
But it's his birthday, so that means she's taking care of the kid.
Oh.
Right?
Well, yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I guess.
But don't you want to hang out with the Ciggo and get drunk with them for your birthday?
Right.
You do, but you then can you only can do so much.
Then you can do something cool that, you know, you don't normally get to do because it's your birthday. Oh, I look.
Women have much more discipline than men in this regard.
I guess.
Especially moms.
But that's like, that's half the fun is getting the mom to not be the normal mom, but the mom you see on the tubes. You want her to be that mom. Let's say stepmom. You want to go that road. Look, you can do what you want to do. I'm just questioning the logic behind this birthday adventure.
It's the best they could do.
I guess.
Not everybody's Jason Skanek.
Well, but they've got someone. They've got
fly away to Bali.
They've got parents. They've got
Yeah, but
people.
See, I don't think their people are here. He's from San Francisco. I'm not sure where she's from.
They didn't ask you. You didn't want to watch the toddler.
Well, I have a show to do. Otherwise, I would be jumping at that. Here's the opposite of watching a toddler.
Yeah.
I'm hopping on a plane to Vegas after the show, okay?
Oh, good for you.
That's the opposite of watching a toddler.
Have you ever been in charge of a child? Has anyone ever handed you their child and said, hey,
yeah.
Watch this?
When I was younger, neighbors, I had to watch the neighbors' kids.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, okay, just look, here's what they're going to do. They're going to watch a movie, and then they're going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Just make sure that they do that. Yeah. And I couldn't. That was hard.
No, it didn't work.
They wouldn't go to bed.
Yeah, what do you do? And then you're not going to fight them over it. Next thing you know,
that's
everyone's
right.
up.
That's right. Well, all right, fine. Let's. Yeah. You want to watch another movie?
Let me teach you about blackjack. Can you count? Well, that's math, right? I mean, that's education. Yeah.
See, that's the parents' fault, though, because if the cool neighbor's coming over to, like, you know, it's like, hey, I want to, like, hang out with that guy. Like, seriously, my dad's friend taught me poker, and it was like I wasn't going to bed at 8 o'clock the night that he was over.
It's the fun. Yeah, like, it's fun.
Yes.
Now, if you bring over the old lady from next door,
they'll
probably just say, I'll just go to bed.
Sure.
So, anyway, yeah, I've been in charge of it. I often avoid the task.
I'm like, just wondering, because, you know, you don't really seem like.
No, you should not put me in charge. I don't know what goes on with kids.
But I thought maybe at some point.
Did I tell you the, well, he wasn't a toddler, but. Maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I took Meatball to the Harlem Globetrotters game.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal because it was our first time. Maybe so he was younger. He wouldn't have been, because I met him when he was 2. So he was probably 3.
Yeah.
And it was our first big
solo
night out together.
Yeah. Mom wasn't
Stepdad,
there. Right?
Yeah. Mom was working. She was working nights. She nursed nights.
This is a big deal.
It was a huge deal. And I took him to the Globetrotters. We had a great time.
Yeah.
But I gave him everything he wanted.
Sure.
And he would eat and eat and then drink and then eat and then, hey, can I get one?
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Of course you can.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
So one, I remember the last thing he got, I'm like, God, he wants more. All right. A red, one of those red, like, 7-Ups or something.
He yacked it, didn't he?
So wife gets home at, I don't know what time she got home those days.
You know, 9, 10, something like
7,
that.
7, I think. Oh, she did the 7A's, or 7P, 7A.
Yeah.
And kid wakes up. Projectile vomits all over the
bedroom. The moment you said red,
there's
something in the red dye, like with kids, it can, that's a real thing.
Oh.
The red dye, you got to be careful of.
Yeah, well, again, see, this is where you don't need me with your kids because I don't know things like this. So anyway, that was our first foray out together.
Well, you know what? You did the right thing.
He remembers it too.
You did the right thing, and that if it is your first venture, you just give the kid whatever he wants. It's like one of these days when I'm a grandpa, just understand whoever hands me the kid, and I do this today. Like if I go over to someone's house, my lady friend has a bunch of she's got this like Asian crew that they hang out with and do like family dinner, and there's a bunch of little kids running around, and all my kids are old. And so I tell them, like, I sign off. I'm like, I've raised 3 kids. I'm like, I know it doesn't look like it, but I've been in charge of kids for 20-plus years. I got this. But I just tell them right away, just so you know, I will undermine whatever parental authority you're trying to throw at me. If you tell me the kid can't have XYZ, guess what? The kid's getting XYZ. I follow no rules whatsoever, which may be why people don't trust me with the kid, but I feel as the temporary, the substitute teacher, I take that role as seriously as a substitute teacher does. And when I got a sub teacher, we're not learning math that day. We're turning on a film strip. I take that approach with the child. hey, you want candy for dinner? You got it. It's not
my... Yeah, you're not really invested. No. Like, you don't care.
No, I just want the kid to be happy.
Just
the
don't kill him.
The kid's happy. I'm happy. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you want to watch this movie? Yeah. Are we going to tell mom and dad about it? No. Great. Let's watch it together. We'll both enjoy it. Have you seen Kill Bill? No. Let's watch it. It's going to be great. Let's just not tell mom and dad, and we're fine.
As somebody that got the complete opposite from a step-parent going to sporting events as a kid, you did the right thing. He's thankfully he's not married to my mom anymore, but going to a Blazer game with that guy.
He was a bad...
It was not fun. It's just the stingy, don't want to spend any money, he doesn't want to be there. And then the worst thing happened. We actually ordered food because I begged, and it's like, I'm hungry. The food didn't even get brought to us, so after the game, we're down under the tunnel getting a refund, and then we don't even get anything on the way home. It was just the worst experience going to a game with a step-parent.
Not even I would do that.
No, it was bad.
So that's it's inexcusable. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, when a kid's hungry, you feed him.
Exactly.
This much I do know.
Yeah. And just again, whatever the kid wants, what do you want for dinner? What can I have? Anything you want.
Salivating as I pass the forgotten Fuddruckers on the way home.
Oh, poor Schultz.
Let me tell you what.
Gets to go to the Blazer game, but no home hungry.
But no Fuddruckers was quality. I don't think that still exists.
No.
But they had that big cheese dispenser. That thing was wonderful.
That's exactly why I was
there. That 7-Eleven nacho cheese dispenser. You put that stuff on anything.
And it was high quality, wasn't it? 7-Eleven quality was good stuff.
It's fantastic. I love me a good Fuddruckers.
So we are getting cancer because they're painting. So no one is here today.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm guessing that's why.
Oh,
because there was
yeah.
an email that went out that said, hey, it's going to be fumey.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to die.
Yeah, I walked in and there wasn't a single person in the building, and I didn't put two and two together, but the paint.
But of course, the show must go on.
Yeah.
So the guy comes over to Schultze. He's like, hey, we were authorized to start painting at 4.
Yeah.
And Schultze's like, man, I don't know, dude.
It's like, I'm a part-timer. I hate when people come up to me like that. It's like, yeah.
Step-parent. Schultz, just say
what
yes.
Happened? Schultz kicked him in the balls.
Right. He pulled a Dylan Brooks.
I couldn't believe it.
You gave him the Yvon Lendl? Backhand?
I watched my favorite team's players, and I just react how they react.
Did you blame Dylan Brooks?
Did you see Dylan Brooks roll up on him and then give him the backhand?
No.
It's one of the better.
Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell.
I saw a little thing where.
There was a fracas.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
Dylan Brooks rolls into the legs of Donovan Mitchell and then does one extra roll and then hits him with the Yvon Lendl Bjorn Borg backhand. Ha ha! Right in the goods. Oh. Right in the fun bag.
Maybe I need to look closer. Anyway, this guy says, we're authorized to start at 4. And then Jordan looks at me, and so I'm like, wait, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And so apparently I'm in charge now. And there's no one else here. And he goes, we're painting at 4. I said, well, I don't effing care.
What was that?
Why are you looking at me? So then I kicked him in the balls. Oh. This poor guy.
Man, he can't catch a break.
No, he goes, and I said, I said, you're not painting inside the studios, right? He goes, no. I'm like, well, then I don't think that's an issue. Well, it's going to really smell.
Well, should we have a mask?
And I said, well, okay. And then he's like, well, we need the doors open. I'm like, no, you don't.
What?
You're not going to do that.
No.
Not up in here.
No.
That's what I said.
What? This is a...
And then I kicked him in the balls.
For the third time. So basically what you're saying is we shouldn't leave the studio?
I don't know. He just said...
I feel like I should go get some provisions.
Look, and a jar.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are here. They're taping... They're prepping. You know, paint prep takes longer than actually painting.
The paint prep is really the worst part.
It's the worst.
That's why it's expensive.
So they're doing all the tape and the plastic and all that out there. And they will start painting at 4. So if we start to sound a little high, that's why.
I'm guessing you're supposed to use it in a well-ventilated area, and we don't even have windows in here. So
no, we're probably... That's what I said. Buckle up.
Interesting.
Cancer coming to your lungs.
Well, if I head out to the hallway for 30, 45 seconds for some deep breaths, don't worry about what I'm doing.
No, I will say, I like the smell of paint.
I do, too. Yeah.
I'm not going to huff it. But I like it.
When you were a kid,
it smells good.
When you were a kid, did you build model airplanes?
Not really.
I did.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Like a Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
Does that count?
No, because you're missing the good part of building.
Oh, the glue?
Yeah, you're missing the glue. Oh. I magic markers, model airplane glue, you know.
So you've always been this way.
I have. I can't help it to this day when I go to the gas pump. I'll give it a little.
Oh, gasoline out of a boat. Yeah, that smells good.
It's an amazing. I don't know what's happening there, but it's great. You know, they had that when you were a kid. They had that super fat black magic marker, like that big bastard that every teacher had for some unknown reason. That thing is amazing.
They smell good.
I don't know if that's still for sale anymore. My guess is that's been banned in like 17 states. But boy, little like 9-year-old me, that was
Sharpies.
Oh yeah,
they smell great.
That was good times.
So if you're wondering, didn't you just move in there? Why are they painting? Well, because they ordered the wrong color of radio studios.
But what? I don't understand this. So we have some sort of weird, it's like a beige.
Yeah, it's beigey, olivey, really ugly.
Yeah, but why do we, what does it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter in here, apparently.
No.
They don't care about us. But no. Outside, they want it to be white to match the rest of the building.
Okay.
So.
Well. Yeah.
There you go.
I guess.
That's how you do it around it.
I suppose.
Odyssey.
You walk in here and you're like, hey.
So Schultzy gets 10 bucks an hour to come in here, 15 bucks?
Do I? 20. I'll just die.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds like maybe a $5.
Yeah. All right.
Tasty.
These painters get several thousand because of our inefficiency in ordering the correct.
But Schultz, don't be asking for anything more. Maybe we can get you a magic marker. Or like a paint can.
Just give me a chance to host a show at some point down the road. That's all I really want. I'll do it for pennies.
You
it
got
doesn't
it.
Matter.
Yeah, no, you don't have it. You're getting the magic marker and the airplane glue and just be happy that you're getting that and shut up.
Get out of here.
Well, it could be a giggly one, so buckle up. Start with our poll question. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm aware of the poll.
It's coming up next.
I can't wait. Can't wait! I'm going to go get some provisions and hunker down so that I don't have to leave the studio for the rest of the day.
That's next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Alinea Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
I'm slacking. Got water. I did not put up the poll question, so it will be up shortly.
Yeah, I was searching for it while you were gone. I thought
You were.
Well, I thought maybe you had succumbed to the
that makes me feel
the
good.
Paint fumes.
You actually do vote.
So I went on there to read the poll question, but I ran into a bit of a snafu in that there was no poll question.
Yeah, forgot. I'm doing it right now. I can host a show and tweet at the same time.
So talented. I'm watching the Pro Bowl games.
Oh, is that on right now? I thought it was Sunday.
Look right there. Well, it's not the Pro Bowl game. It's the Pro Bowl
what are they doing?
Games. I was some sort of quarterback competition. Like today I saw they were playing dodgeball. Saquon Barkley took one right off the dome.
I saw golf too. Did you see that?
I didn't see golf.
They had a long drive contest.
Okay.
You know who won it?
Quarterback only or was it everybody?
No, it was a bunch of guys. Jordan Poyer.
Really?
316 yards.
That's a good poke. 316 out there. All right, go Oregon State's own. Yeah, I don't know. I just keep seeing clips of all the different stuff. This was on Derek Carr was throwing it, and I guess Derek Carr will be seeking other teams to. He's got to seek a trade. So I guess at the Pro Bowl he'll be talking to folks. But the highlight was Saquon Barkley taking one off the dome today. In the dodgeball, it brought back fond memories, because my guess is that guy has pelted about 1,000 kids over the years with a dodgeball. I don't think he's ever been hit, so he had one coming. Take that.
Who got him?
I don't remember who got him. I just saw a clip on what do they call internet, I believe it was.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Still working here. The question is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. It's on Twitter, at 1080 The Fan. Today, on that very Twitter handle, we are asking you. God, this is so long. Hold on.
That's what she said.
Which upcoming February sporting event would you most want to attend?
Okay. I'm assuming the Super Bowl is on there.
What?
Possibly.
I totally forgot.
Possibly the Waste Management Open. By the way, happening same city, same time as the Super Bowl. Buckle up.
Yeah, I didn't put the Waste Management on there. Just because, well, maybe I should. I haven't hit send yet, or tweet.
Why don't you just tweet? It's all right with whatever you got.
I don't think it is. This has to be right. So now I'm confused. Which upcoming February sporting event would you most want to attend? Here's what I have on there.
Okay.
LeBron's scoring record game.
I would like to see that.
Super Bowl, Daytona 500, or NBA All-Star festivities.
Oh.
Okay, so would you put Waste Management on there over any of those?
Yeah, I'd rather see
that than the Daytona?
No.
Or the NBA?
The NBA.
Should I take that off there?
Well, I mean, we are an NBA market, so I'm assuming there'd be plenty of
people. Well, that's what I was kind of thinking was like the Lillard,
Yeah.
You go see Lillard.
You go see Lillard. He's going to compete in the three-point contest. I mean, the LeBron thing is you're watching history, but that's
all right,
just,
I'm hitting tweet. No golf.
But that's just going to be one. Like, the LeBron thing would be historically the coolest thing to go see, but.
Well, that's what I mean.
There's also no event around it. It's just you go see a Laker game, and he happens to break the record.
Yeah,
and
but you can say.
You can say you were there.
That you were there. And I think that would be cooler than the Super Bowl. Be less, for me, it would.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is such an S show. I think I'd honestly maybe take the Daytona 500. Like, that's a good time. You ever been to a NASCAR race?
No.
So I've never been to one of the big ones.
47 years going strong. Don't want to break the streak now.
Well, I'm telling you, man, I've been to a couple NASCAR races, and I saw Metallica play at the Daytona Motor Speedway, and I've been to the Indy 500, been to a couple NASCAR races. The spectacle of that, I can't properly put into context what the Indy 500 was like. It was just,
yeah, it's massive.
It's insane.
So it's like, how many people? 180,000 or something?
Oh no, I think it's a couple hundred thousand. I think Indy fits like 275.
Oh wow,
something like that. And so when you show up to the Daytona Motor Speedway, like, we're all used to seeing big stadiums. But when you get to a NASCAR track like that, it's miles long. It's just, and the grandstand, it dwarfs anything else you've seen. Even like Jerry's World. I've never been to SoFi.
Well,
but
I feel like that's a bad thing.
I don't know, man.
Based on where I'm sitting, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Is it really cool to watch him just drive around in an oval?
I guess that's my thing is at least when I went to the ones that I've been to, especially the Indy 500, the race almost becomes kind of secondary. It's just like an ultimate party where I feel like the Super Bowl, like if you told me I got to go spend the entire week in Scottsdale and I got to do all the stuff leading up to the Super Bowl, sure. But if you told me that I had to go to the Super Bowl and that's all I was going to do, it's going to get a terrible seat, right? And I'm going to go sit in there and I'm going to watch that football game. I really think that going to the Daytona 500 would be a much better game experience than going to the Super Bowl, because all day while you're there, it's just one big party. At the Indy 500, they have parties in the infield, like huge monster concerts going on while the race is. So if the race gets a little boring for you, you just wander down into the middle of the thing and you can go to one of the 19 different parties. You can go play a par 3 golf course inside the track while the race is going on.
I got to say that as a sports fan, most sporting events are probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I will say the NASCAR thing, I don't really get. I mean, it's not that I don't. I mean, the sport's fine, whatever. I don't really understand what would be cool about being there, I guess, is the one. Like, I could see going to a hockey game and thinking that's awesome. I don't care about hockey.
Yeah.
I could see going to a soccer. I've been to a soccer game, mm-hmm. like a European League game that they played in LA. It was great. It was cool. Yeah. But I don't care about soccer.
Sure.
The NASCAR thing, I don't really get what's cool about. I guess, is it the speed of the cars every 5 minutes when they come around, or?
Yeah, I mean.
What is, like, if they're just going, this car's driving in an oval doesn't, I don't see the appeal, and obviously there is one, because hundreds of thousands of people go there, but if it's more of a party, I'd rather just go to, like, see LeBron break a record, or
sure,
go
I get
to
it.
The Super Bowl.
I was just thinking from the standpoint of what would be the most immersive experience, and for me, when the Indy seats like 350,000 people. It's like 320, 350, something like that. I guess just the spectacle of it was unlike anything I've ever been to. And I've been to two of the smaller NASCAR races. So when you threw out the Daytona 500, which is kind of their Super Bowl, because I've been to a Super Bowl, and I don't know, like, if a team I liked was playing it or it was a great matchup, that would be pretty cool. But to be honest with you, I liked going to the national title game better than I did the Super Bowl. When we went down to, we've been to two national title games with Oregon when they played Auburn and when they played Ohio State. And I actually thought those were much better environments. I thought they were cooler crowds. The Super Bowl is very sanitized. It's not a great crowd. It's very corporate. It's not loud. It doesn't have a great atmosphere to it. I mean, what you're watching, you know that that's all the marbles and that's cool. But I'm telling you, at least from my experience, the atmosphere of it was not as cool as yeah. seeing Oregon play Ohio State and
but
seeing
least,
the fan bases there.
At least I care about the game. The NASCAR thing, I just don't. I think you'd really have to be into the race, like, and know the cars and who's driving what car and the sponsors.
I wasn't.
And all of that to really get into the race. But you weren't into the race. You just said, like, it was just the spectacle and
yes.
the party and then the concerts.
Yeah.
It's nothing about the race, which is genius, because the race seems, I mean, that part of it just doesn't seem that cool.
Yeah.
But so I guess you make it a big party and throw some concerts in the middle, and then all of a sudden the race is like secondary.
Well, when I went to the two NASCAR races, there is something weird about seeing cars going 180 miles an hour on a 45 degree bank, shoulder to shoulder. I mean, it was pretty cool. Now, granted, it's
but then
you know,
they zoom right by
then
you.
They zoom
and
right
then
by
you. You don't even watch them for. Until they come back around.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not my gig. I'm not a NASCAR guy.
I don't want to be a NASCAR hater. I'm just telling you how I view it.
I struggle to watch NASCAR on TV.
Now, F1.
But in person, I thought it was badass.
See, I think the F1 thing is totally different.
Yeah.
Because those, I mean, they're, because it's a track.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, a
course. Yeah.
Different turns, different. I don't know. I
well,
just
there's another one. Like when they're coming to Vegas. Have you seen the setup they're
oh,
putting
yeah.
in Vegas?
Yeah.
Now, no one.
I would love to go.
Yeah,
but
good
I
luck.
Can't afford it.
Well, exactly. That's going to be a whole other thing. But yeah, you want to slap me down in Vegas watching that again? I'm just in it at this point in my life. I've been to a lot of sporting events. I don't have like the Mets in the World Series or the Wings in the Stanley Cup. That's different. Those are the two teams I root for. Outside of that, I want spectacle. I want an experience.
Well, LeBron.
LeBron, yeah.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
See the all-time scoring record be broken?
I think I would choose that probably over the Super Bowl.
Well, that would be what I would vote on this poll.
Yeah.
Now, the Waste Management Phoenix Open, I can tell you, is a little overrated.
Is it?
From the I haven't been, but the golf bros that I've talked to that went down there, it's overrated.
Hmm.
Because, one, it's not that big of a tournament. But they've made it into
yes, this big party atmosphere.
To yeah, your point, like
spectacle.
It's the golf kind of. So
they built this monstrous grandstand. It looks cool.
Well, the 17th hole is
yeah.
the only place that they've done that,
yeah.
and that's a par three, and it is cool. But it's just I don't know. It's that's one hole. Like so unless you just go there and just sit at that hole and party all day, which people do. Most of the people that go to that tournament don't do that. They're just going to a golf tournament. Like you would go to any other golf tournament. You're watching different holes and stuff.
Sure.
And it becomes, the course isn't that, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So the 17th hole kind of becomes this party thing and it's kind of cool. But once you've been there and seen it,
yeah.
it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to sit here for 8 hours and watch all the groups come through and get wasted.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's a little lame.
It's a little overrated.
Sure. I get it.
So there you go.
I'd like to do it once. I'd like to head down, but. You're right.
Yeah, I think you could skip it, honestly. I mean, I think a lot of people say that, and I think they come back on.
Was the Masters all that for you? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I said that lived up to the
totally.
Hype.
Totally. But I'm a golf nut, though.
The U.S. Open, when is it Chambers Bay, didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was very...
It was poor.
I went for the one day, but it sucked.
Well, it was poor because they didn't allow fans in... That whole thing was a mess.
Yeah.
They basically, on those side hill...
Yeah.
Dunes or whatever along the fairways. They didn't let anybody walk on those.
No.
So there was only so many places you could see the action, and they were jam-packed. It was a really poor setup.
Didn't enjoy it. In fact, I left before the round was even over. I was like,
really poor.
Yeah. Didn't like it.
But that wasn't really Chambers Bay's fault. That's the USGA screwing that up.
But like I said, give me – in this point in my life, outside of the two teams, like if you gave me one of those in a championship level, outside of that, I just want the biggest spectacle. I don't need it to be my favorite sport. I want to go and be entertained. I want bang for my buck. I want to go there and be like, I've never seen anything like that before. And that also may come into it as I've seen a Super Bowl. And
I haven't, but I don't have any desire.
Yeah. Well, the NFL in general, I've said this a million times. I think the NFL is
overrated.
Sure. The NFL on TV, there's nothing better. It's the perfect TV sport. It's amazing. But the NFL in person, it's not the best.
All right, Twitter, @ 1080 the fan. There's your AAA heating and cooling poll question. All we ask when you vote is, please, for the love of God, vote hard. Guess who has requested a trade?
I saw this. We just talked about this the other day about how he had piped down.
This coming up next, but first, Schultz with SportsCenter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, someone texted in, we were talking about the waste management Phoenix Open, which is next weekend, right? Yeah.
Yeah, same weekend as the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be bananas down there.
Yeah, that a better tournament to go to if you're a golf fan and you want to, you know.
Have a good time.
Yeah, on the West Coast, is go to this tournament that's going on now, this Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Yeah.
And a lot of the big studs aren't there, but a lot of the big studs aren't at the waste management either.
But you get more like the, that's the like Bill Murray always goes to that, and
Josh Allen's there. Yeah, it's a pro-am, so there's a lot of celebrities, and there's way fewer people, and so you get more access, and it's a real tournament within that. So there's real golfers, you know, Spieth's there and those guys, and then the Monterey Peninsula. I don't know about you. I'm sure you've been down there. It's enchanting as hell, man.
Yeah.
It is nice, as opposed to Phoenix, which is like,
it's hot.
Yeah.
I'd say not even that hot right now.
Just a big city to me. So, anyway, just a little hot golf life tip there. Kyrie Irving wants out.
Shocker.
Of Brooklyn.
Well, I guess
his hometown team. And he doesn't want to play there anymore.
Well, I mean, he chose to go there with Durant, but that thing has been an absolute boondoggle. But, you know, he had settled down, and he's having a really nice year. In fact, he leads all NBA players in fourth quarter scoring this year. And, you know, with Durant being out, they're like, I think they're third or fourth in the East. They're having a nice season, but I guess they can't come to a contract agreement. So basically he's saying, hey, trade me or I'm walking at the end of the year. So, I mean, I guess if you're Brooklyn, you can roll the dice and just hold on to him and say, hey, we're winning a title this year and we lose him for nothing, or more than likely you deal him. He just continues to be one of those guys that he's as talented as he is. He's just a colossal pain in the ass.
Well, we all hate him.
Yes.
Because he's a douche.
Pretty much.
He's a terrible teammate, and we hate guys like this. So no one will give him the benefit of the doubt. But is it? I feel like guys have gotten credit for this in the past. Is it better that he said, hey, look, I am walking at the end of the season now because you pissed me off?
Yeah.
Isn't that better for the Nets? Because now they can trade him and at least get something for him.
Him
informing them of that, while we all immediately jump down Kyrie's throat, and rightly so, it's actually better for Brooklyn that way. He kind of did him a solid in that way.
Yes, you could make that case. Although, when you announce that, you put the team in a tough bind because it drives your price down.
Well, he didn't announce it.
Well,
it leaked, there's a difference. Like, if you say it,
then
you're throwing your team under the bus because now they have no leverage.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting out is different.
And the tag now is he can kind of choose where he wants to go, because you want to really drive down your price, just simply say you won't re-sign anywhere. So if you do trade for him and it's a place he doesn't want to go, it's like with Toronto, right? Now, theirs worked out because they got Kawhi and they ended up winning the title, but they traded for him with no guarantees that he was going to stay, and he didn't, but they got a title out of it. So if you're, I don't know, whoever.
He's going to the Lakers.
It seems to be. And
who else wants him?
Well, someone would take him.
I think Dallas is probably kicking the tires.
I think they said Dallas, they said L.A., and who was the other one? Maybe Miami.
Oh, Miami.
But,
ooh, that's good.
You know, the guy is having a phenomenal year.
He was a good player, no doubt about that.
The guy's playing great.
But he's a horrible teammate, and he blows up every team he's on.
Pretty much. And so not only are you trading for him, but really if you're trading for him, you then have to agree to pay him. And the problem with why he doesn't want to be in Brooklyn is Brooklyn doesn't want to pay him. It's one thing. Because of his behavior. And it's the idea that if you pay, I want to see how old he is, too. If you give Kyrie Irving a contract, let's see what old Kyrie.
So let me read you something while you look that up. Chris Haynes says Kyrie Irving's camp did not negotiate after the Nets presented an offer that was tied to the team winning a championship.
Yeah.
Told that the issue is not about money, and now it said that he wouldn't even stay if offered a full max contract.
Mm.
So basically they had some incentives in there, and he didn't like that. He was offended, and he's taking his ball and going across the country.
Yeah, he's 30 years old, so he's still got some life left in his legs. But, you know, when you're talking about his contract, I'm assuming that he is going to want something in the neighborhood of 40 plus million a year. So does anyone feel good? Like, I'd love to have Kyrie Irving. Absolutely love to. But
the Suns were the other one.
Yeah, the Suns were the other one.
Shams is saying Suns, Mavericks, Lakers.
Anybody want to give him 40? 45, 48, and then 49 million?
Lakers.
You know, that's a lot of coin. And then when you commit to him like Brooklyn did, or anyone else, you know, whether it's Boston, Cleveland, whoever is committed to him, it hasn't ended well.
No.
And so it puts you in a weird spot, but he's not going to take a bargain basement deal. He's not doing it. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do with Kyrie, but it kind of feels like L.A. is in that desperate situation where they'll do whatever to get better. And he's got a relationship with LeBron. Supposedly they're fine now. You know, they've won a title together. I suppose that's the one that makes the most sense. And I don't know what LA has to give up in compensation or how much leverage they have, but we'll see.
I would love to see him go the free agent route and the league just totally freeze him out. And the best deal he gets is like $15 million for 1 year. Like, fine, we'll take you for 15, but we don't want your crap for anything more than that.
Well, and
that dude should give back. You know how much money he has made in Brooklyn?
A lot.
$136 million.
Well, he gave up a bunch, though, because he refused to play during COVID. So
$136 million. He should give every penny that he has made back because he didn't play during COVID because of his vax stance. He was hurt the year before that, I think, right? Didn't he get hurt in the playoffs?
Well, look and see how many. He hasn't played a bunch.
He hasn't played a bunch.
Well, and that was the year that, you know, if Kevin Durant's big toe isn't on the line, Brooklyn may win an NBA title. At least they're playing for one. And now if you're Kevin Durant, who is...
He's an idiot, too.
Well, he's an idiot. He's hurt, but he's 34. If you're Kevin Durant, you know, you went down this whole, I don't want to be there, and then he agreed to it, and Brooklyn's actually having a nice year, and then he got hurt. But if you're Kevin Durant, are you now looking around being like, hey, I got two, 3 more years of this?
He was already looking around because he requested a trade.
Yeah, and then
don't forget that.
And then he backed off of it. So,
well, I think they were just like, no, we're not trading you.
Yeah.
These guys are such idiots.
Well, and it was like,
nice going, leaving the Warriors, you moron.
Well, I believe he requested a trade before his extension had actually kicked in.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is the Nets were like, yeah, no, we're not trading you.
Well, here you
nice
are.
Nice try.
Well, we'll see what happens. But, you know, now Kyrie supposedly is on the market. Durant is hurt. And a season that actually looked like it had some promise to it, maybe swirling down the drain.
Jacques Vaughn's pissed.
Well, I'm assuming whatever you're going to get back from Kyrie isn't going to be anything that particularly helps you this year. So what the hell does L.A. have to offer up that's going to make Brooklyn a contender out east? They got nothing.
So at this point, do you trade Durant too then?
I would. I'd blow the whole effing thing up.
Yeah, get what you can.
Get what you can. Just nuke the whole thing.
Durant to Miami. Kyrie to the Lakers.
Ben Simmons to
somewhere. Simmons to Portland. You guys still want him, you Blazer nerds?
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're good now.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Wasn't everybody clamoring for him
last
offseason?
Everyone was clamoring for him. You know, he's had some moments this year.
What a ringing endorsement.
Well,
what does that mean? He scored 15 in a game? And
I don't know about 15, you're asking. Whoa.
What do you mean had some moments?
Yeah,
he gets paid millions to play basketball. He should have more than some moments.
I just don't like you throwing out 15 points. Let's tap this down a bit. Come
I think
on
what
now.
You may be saying is that he's kind of a useful player.
Yes.
How much does he make?
He makes a lot. I mean, I think he's a max guy.
Is he really?
On his deal right now.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not. He's not in the, you know, the Kyrie. I don't think he's making 42. Oh, yeah. So he is, he's making 35, 37, and then 40.
Simmons?
Yeah. So you're tied to him for three more years. In the 35 to 40
range. What's he put up, like 10 and 7?
Oh, no. I think he puts up more like 7 or 8.
God.
He won't shoot. He's still...
Well, I know. Everybody talks about Westbrook's bad contract, which of course it is.
He's averaging 7, 6, and 6.
7, 6, and 6.
Yes.
He can defend a little, right, if he wants to?
He can defend a lot.
He's got some length.
Yeah, there are... That's what I'm saying. When they were winning... And they've had a nice year. He has actually, at times, he has been a very useful player, but everyone's still waiting for him to shoot or to try to be an offensive player. And there are times, in fact, if you watch like some of the TNT guys, like Shaq just gets like over the moon. He's just like, I don't know what's happening here. It's like, I've never seen anyone so talented.
Kyrie is such a nut.
Well, and the fact that you have Kyrie and you have Ben Simmons on the same team. You have
Harden.
Yeah. You have two of the more problematic players in the NBA, but Harden wasn't there with Simmons. That was the whole
But I'm just saying, like, in the tenure you had Harden. You've had three trade requests and one playoff series one in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm looking to see what his high this year is.
Who are we talking about?
Ben Simmons.
Okay.
He's had 20 points twice.
See?
Twice.
You balked at 15.
I balked at 15.
The guy's a hammer.
Well, to be fair, there's not many 15s. I mean, he's averaging 7 points. So outside,
that's like Shaden Sharp stats.
That is. So outside of the 20 and 22 that he has had, he's only had 15 points one other time. So he's got a 20 and a 22 spot, and he has scored more than 15 zero times. He scored 15 once. And that dude is making $35 million. You want to talk about someone that should give back money?
What a mess.
I give you Ben Simmons.
You know, I always wonder what the other guys on the team think that no one cares about, you know?
Yeah.
Those guys that get a front row seat, they're just trying to, you know, they're just trying to live their lives, make their money, play well, you know, try to get another contract. Yeah. I always wonder what dudes like that think about these douchebags like Kyrie Irving.
Because you can't say anything. You just
not really.
No, you just have to sit there and
you just have to watch.
You just have to watch it. Well, and the other one too. Like this is why
it's like us watching Dusty Hara.
It's making all Hara's that money.
The fan.
Well, like I know in Portland, it can get frustrating, obviously. But this is why I say be very grateful that you have Damian Lillard, right? Even like a guy like LaMarcus, right? Didn't really cause a whole lot of problems. And they show up every day. You realize Zion just got done bitching and moaning, right? And getting a
Is he a malcontent now?
Well, you know, that was that whole thing is he's played less than Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah, he's still not back. By the way, the Pelicans have lost 10 in a row.
Who could have seen that coming?
You know, they're just
Zion.
They're just spiraling.
I mean, my God.
Out of control. And yet Zion's going to do this. Like, he's not taking a discount. It's like, no, man.
It's cool to have Damian Lillard, but this is the worst thing about the NBA right here.
Yes.
Is that Lillard is great, but it hasn't meant anything. And he's done everything right.
Everything right.
And he's a hell of a player, but it doesn't mean anything. If you could get Kyrie Irving and all of his troubles, you're better off. Yeah, that's what sucks.
And that's what sucks
about the NBA right there.
Like they just gave Zion I think 230 and when he's on the court, he's amazing. But think about giving Greg Oden a $230 million extension. That's essentially what you're giving Zion.
Crazy.
They play the same amount of games. You just pencil it in.
They just feel like they have to because they spent so much. I mean, that was the guy.
That was the guy. And
they put all their eggs in that basket.
And to be fair, when he's on the court, he looks a lot better than Greg Oden. Like, he's the most efficient player in the NBA. He's unstoppable when he's on the court, but he's never on the court.
But Greg was getting better.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He wasn't
he
Zion.
He wasn't Zion, but he was getting better.
But give New Orleans another 2 years of this and wait for their fans because they're going to burn it down. Because earlier this year, everything was hunky-dory. And like I said, I think they've lost 10 in a row or 9 of 10. And everyone's sitting around and all you hear is like 2 weeks ago you heard that, oh, Zion's close to being back. And then it's like, well, he's being further evaluated and he's progressing. And
would you take the Blazers' current state or the Pelicans' current state? I'll take New Orleans all day. Give me those problems.
Yeah, maybe.
Would you take the Nets' current state?
No. I want nothing.
Even though you're going to get some stuff for these guys?
I want nothing to do with it. Mm. Nothing to do with it.
All right.
And yes, the Pelicans have lost 10 in a row. And
Siege. Where's Siege? Pull them out of the fire, Siege.
Still above Portland in the standings.
Exactly.
They're right there. It's like half a game.
All right. Disproportionately pissed about a mistake. A story next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back. Now, Rob's not here, but to be fair, I'm not blaming him for that one. Oh, he's back. That was like the world's shortest break. Me and Schultz both looked up at each other and were like, wow. That was like
Are we back already?
I don't know.
We've had two 90-second breaks this hour. That's how.
A loop, too.
I ain't controlling that.
That one wasn't on you.
Send your emails to Ryan Cooley.
That one was on. That's a free pass right there. I did look it up, by the way. In 3 years, Greg Oden played in 81 games. In 3 years, Zion played in 85 games.
Yeah, same thing.
Huh? And one of them got a $230 million extension. Another one never played another game in the NBA. Well, that's not true. Remember, he came back and played like 20 games with the Heat like 3 years later.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, if you're a New Orleans fan, you're hitching your wagons to, in 3 years, 85 games. And this year he's played like 23, and he's been out now for God knows however long.
Did he get hurt in Miami?
I don't know if he got hurt or if it just didn't work out. He played in 23 games in Miami in 2013, 2014. He made 6 starts. He averaged 3 points in what? I don't know. Look at your. How did he only have, 2 rebounds a game? How do you only get 2 rebounds a game? 3
well,
points.
He wasn't,
3 points, 2 rebounds.
He wasn't playing a lot of minutes, probably. That was after 3 years, 4
years?
Yeah,
3 years out. Didn't play for 3 straight years.
God. What a.
He was only 26, though.
What a ride that was.
I know. You know, well, you said what could have been because obviously not only did you have, Oden, but obviously that coincided with Roy.
Do you think Kevin Durant would still be here if they took him?
Nah.
I think he'd be long gone.
I think he'd be long gone, too. I mean, I suppose you could make the argument, and who knows what would have been built around him, but, he left Oklahoma City. I mean, maybe if he had won titles, who knows? But the nature of the NBA now is movement. I mean, outside of Lillard, let's go back 10 years. If you went back and looked at the All-Star team from 10 years ago, who's still on the same team? I know Lillard's with the same team. Giannis is with the same team. Steph hasn't moved. The handful of like stars. But for the most part, when you look at the top players in the NBA, I mean, Luka's only been in the league for a little bit, so I don't think you can count that. But, I mean, movement is just, it's the NBA way. Maybe that slowed down a little bit because I think the era of the super teams is starting to die a little bit. I think people are realizing that that's not, the best way to do it because now you've seen everyone.
Because of Brooklyn.
Well, you've seen some people fall flat on their face now. We've seen what James Harden moving around to teams. We've seen Kyrie. We've seen Melo. We've seen, Jimmy Butler. We've seen kind of the force your way out. And it hasn't always been real pretty as opposed to kind of like building. So I'm hoping that maybe there's some more stability. There's more some going forward in the NBA, less movement.
I like it when stars bounce around. I think it's interesting for the league, but especially Durant, guys that good. But yeah, like when they build these super teams, not everybody's LeBron. That's what we found out, right? Not all stars created equal. I think everybody kind of thought, oh, we're good enough. We'll do what LeBron did. No. Dude, LeBron's special.
Yeah,
and then when you put him with Dwayne Wade, come on.
Well, and even Kyrie. And I know everyone loves to bash on LA. Like I'll listen to Colin and he sits there and he talks about like all this player movement and how it never works out. And then he brings up LeBron and what a mess the Lakers are. They won a championship. Why do we not?
Well, LeBron, it's worked out everywhere he's gone.
Exactly, but we try to make it out like this LA thing. Like I see these national guys bash him, like, oh, he went to LA for the money and it's a disaster. You won a championship there. He literally brought a championship to LA, and yet no one seems to give him any credit for that. You imagine if someone came to Portland and he won a title, and then 2 or 3 years later, it's not going so well. Would anyone be like, well, why did we even do that? You won a freaking title. It has worked everywhere he's gone.
Well, it was the COVID title, though.
that's
the bubble.
That's a no counties?
Well, to
some
people.
Jeebus.
Maybe.
He's won a title everywhere he's gone.
Yeah, LeBron's pretty good. All right. Leftover NFL officiating items from last weekend. We will get to that. And I have a story of a disproportionately pissed coach. I don't understand why this woman is so upset. We'll get to that in our next hour of radio broadcast on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.